You know, I was a guest on Mike McIntyre's show on Sunday night, and we were talking about a war on police officers, not only in Canada, but across the United States. And in fact, according to an article on Fox News, 11 officers have been shot in the past 24 hours. Authorities are worried that a recent wave of police officer shootings may not be a coincidence. In the last 24 hours, at least 11 police officers were shot around the country. The most recent incident at a fugitive's house in St. Petersburg, Florida, left two officers dead and a U.S. Marshal wounded on Monday. Hours earlier, an Oregon officer was critically wounded after being shot multiple times during a traffic stop. Most recently, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, a police sergeant was killed by a crazy man who had allegedly stolen a snowplow. And it just goes on and on and on. We have to start protecting those to protect us. The men and women who take an oath to go out and serve and protect do it because they want to. Many times they're doing it as low pay. Many times they do it as being in a position of not being respected. Most people, yes, they do respect people who take that job. But today it seems like even the courts don't have respect for police officers. In the old days, it was the police officer who came, and if someone took a swipe at that police officer, assaulted that police officer, or did anything to the police officer, whether it be man or woman, that person would serve a lengthy jail sentence. Today, it's usually the police officer that's on trial and not the person accused of the crime. And losing 11 officers in at least 11 officers shot in 24 hours is inexcusable, and it's time the governments, the people, and the courts stepped up to start to protect them. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.